4HKX and 4ZLK Mobile.
HKX, good morning, Shane.
I heard you in there earlier with Steven. So I had a little one in the car with me. I didn't want to get on the radio.
I'm glad to hear everything's going good there.
I dropped her off at her house. Her Nadine's dad is here, and he's kind of helping out. So he's watching her. I got a chiropractor appointment, and then Beth left early this morning, went up to the hospital. She's helping out up there, so I'll probably hang around and not sure, go to the hospital or go back and hang out with Ada. I'm not sure yet.
To sink up there. Hey, there ain't no reason you can't go to the hospital and then come back and hang out there. Check on them both.
Man, I probably will. I'll let her hang out with her pop. It's funny because he's pop and I'm pop. Let her hang out with pop for a while. He doesn't get to spend a lot of time with her because he lives in Texas.
Good. I'm glad he's able to make it up. And hopefully everything is getting better with I cannot remember her first name, but I do remember Fern is her middle name.
I'm still getting used to it as well. She had a rough night. A day and night yesterday, she wasn't holding anything down. She was throwing it all up, and she hasn't had a bowel movement since her surgery, and they're worried about that. They said it's normal, but it should start happening, and it hasn't happened. So they put a tube down her to try to help relieve some of the gastric juices, you know, the stomach acid, try to keep her from throwing up as much. So we'll see. I don't know, poor little thing.
You hate to see them struggling like that or anything happening to them, because you're helpless, and that's the worst feeling in the world.
Nothing you can do, but and you know, you're just hoping that they don't have to keep doing stuff to her, because I don't know, it's just sad to watch. But you know, they're up there on the children's ward, and right next door to them is a little girl. She's probably 7 or 8 years old. The whole time they've been there, there's not been one adult there. I don't know the situation, but the nurses are, you know, taking around. She hangs out with the nurses. She's in a little cart. She can't walk, and she's on an IV, and they just push her around, and she hangs out with them at the desk, or they'll put her back in a room when she's asleep. But they said they haven't seen one adult there with her yet the whole time they've been there. They've been there since Thursday.
That's just sad. I understand as a dad, you know, you got to go make a living. But still, you know, when you get done for your day, you go by there on the weekends, whatever, you make time.
I don't know. I don't know what the situation is. I feel bad for her, but there's always somebody in worse shape. So we're thankful for where it is, but obviously you want your child to be healthy. So anyway, I'm not far. I got a chiropractor appointment that I was hoping to get to, and I need to get off here before I'm late. So I'll talk to you later, Patrick. Well, hope you have a good day. Try to stay dry out there today. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Right there running back and forth, and definitely keep praying that everything goes good. But yeah, I got to get inside KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.